Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Carolyn Hartman. Good morning to you, Carolyn.
Good morning.
And Sherry Anderson. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too.
Carolyn and Sherry, we're going to talk about the Festival of Tables and Trees to be held at St. John's United Church of Christ. And I guess really the first thing I want to ask is be sure that people know where the location is. So either one of you, tell us how we find the church, St. John's United Church of Christ.
Okay, we are just 1 mile south of Lyman, Iowa on Highway 71. And if you're coming from Atlantic, it's 13 miles south of the Walmart corner. And I guess that's where we're at.
Okay, and there's a sign there, and it's I always think it's a pretty church. You know, when I go by, I think, that's the way a church should look. Not one of those brick glass things. You're a really nice-looking church. So, okay, easy to find. And when is this event going to take place?
It's this Saturday, November 16th, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it ends at 3. And if you'd like to come for the salad lunch, there's also one of them at 11 o'clock till 1.
Okay.
And it costs $5 to get in just to see the trees and the tables. Okay. And it's all decorated tables and trees. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to eat lunch, it's an additional $5. So it's $10 if you do both.
Okay. And I'll probably come back and ask you a few more of those details, Sherry. But Carolyn, how did all this get started?
Several years ago, we were sitting at an event at the BPO in the basement of the Rolling Hills Bank in Griswold, and Sherry Anderson and I and Donna Forsythe were sitting there, and we had looked at the event or the tables that they had for their event and decided we needed to do this too, and then we decided to do it with our church, and this is where it all began, and it's just mushroomed from there.
Excellent. So there must be many people in your church who think this is a really fun event and look forward to it.
Yes, it's been a lot of fun all the time, every year. I guess the way it really started was we were trying to raise money to put in new flooring in our sanctuary and trying to find an idea to raise money for that, and this just seemed to fit with us. I'll like to decorate for the holidays.
And in a way, it's early enough, and you're one of the first that I've been hearing about, that you can use your things from home, get them all out, and then you'll be ready to decorate at home.
That's right. When I come home with my things, I put them right up at home after that.
Yeah. So, Carolyn, that says to me, Sherry is saying to me, well, so this isn't just tables and trees. You're probably also decorating the church itself.
Well, basically, we do trees all over and then tables. And then the actual part of the church, we don't decorate, the main sanctuary.
Right.
We
right.
don't decorate it for Christmas yet because Thanksgiving is still coming upon us.
We should sort of remember that, shouldn't we? We have several holidays here to be thankful for and appreciate. So saying that, are all of the tables decorated for Christmas, or do some people choose other themes?
They do other themes, and we've just kind of let everybody do their own thing. We don't have a specific theme, kind of Christmassy, but there's some Thanksgiving things that are thrown in there too, and sometimes Halloween.
Oh.
We just kind of let them do what they want to do with the holidays.
Okay. And tables can be so pretty, even, they may not use the traditional Christmas colors together, but they can still be beautiful.
Right. Most of our card tables that they decorate themselves, they are a Christmas theme. But in the basement where our luncheon is happening, every year I try to do a different theme. This year it's angels. Mm-hmm. Last year it was, sometimes we've used angels, nativity scenes, snowman, gingerbread man, but this year it's angels.
Mm. Sounds really like it'll be really pretty. So, we can come at 9 o'clock to see all of the decorations. And then, Sherry, you said we could come a little later for lunch if we want to.
you can come all day if you'd like to.
Oh, just make a day of it. Bring your friends and make a day of it.
Yes, and if you just do the tour after you're done, you can. We still feed you some cookies and drinks, you know, some holiday refreshments. And, you know, we've had ladies come early in the morning, and they've stayed most of the day just visiting. It's kind of a good fellowship type thing, too. It's not just looking at the displays.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, that is the special kind of a side benefit, I think, of any of these kinds of events. And sometimes when I've gone to some of these, I see people there that's kind of like once a year is when I see them.
That's right.
So it's really fun to visit.
You know, and it's good for our little country church to just have things happening, I think, and keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Now, decorating the tables in terms of coming and seeing the tables, I assume those are church members that are volunteering to do the tables.
Yes, we have probably, I counted about 30 of us that are involved in decorating. And we've probably got between 60 and 70 displays.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot.
We have it on three floors. We have it up in the Sunday school room. We have it in our little overflow room from the sanctuary. And then we have it in the basement. And I wanted to add one thing. We do have a chairlift now, so if you know, we might not be able to get you clear up in the Sunday school rooms, but we can get you down in the basement where the lunch is, and we also have the ramp for the main floor. So,
good. You know, good.
If you need that help to get in,
that's great because you know it's great to be able to have everybody come that might want to do this. And I'm guessing, you know, it might be even some of your church members, although this is open to everybody, but I'm thinking some of your church members really appreciate that addition, that otherwise they wouldn't be able to come to church so easily.
Right.
Yeah. So now you mentioned $5 to just come and view everything, an additional $5 for lunch. Carolyn, what are you going to do with this income?
We are doing all these different events that we have, and we are trying to raise some money for remodeling of our kitchen. We have some things that we need to do to update it, and so this money will go towards that.
Okay.
And a lot of when we get together like this and do this all week while we're decorating, it's good fellowship for each one of us that are working on projects or decorating. It's been a real good thing to bring a church together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, who does the food prep? For lunch, you've got to have somebody who's doing the cooking.
Yes, and everybody will bring a salad. It's going to be our salads. And then if you come early, you can still get coffee, tea, and apple cider, and we'll have a punch there too. And there'll be Christmas cookies or Christmas goodies that you can munch on beforehand.
So many of you have been baking, I think, a while here to get ready for this event, and that means there'll be some really yummy kinds of things.
Yes, there will.
So, Sherry, have you done this every year since it started?
Yeah, we've been in it together all the time.
Oh, the two of you, huh? You're the.
I wanted to also add, there will be a bake sale going on all day, and we always have door prizes. And we do have a raffle this year, something different for a couple wreaths that we've made. So they're holiday wreaths. So.
All right. So you just keep adding more and more and more, more reasons for us to come see you at the St. John's United Church of Christ. That's this weekend. So, I want to have one of you tell us, just remind us how we find St. John's United Church of Christ.
St. John's United Church of Christ is 1 mile south of Lyman, or 13 miles south on 71 from Atlantic.
Okay.
And we're the first church, or the tan church, on the right-hand side of the road.
Okay. Find your way down there. You know, if you haven't been out and about for a while, this is a nice time to get out and kind of see the country and see what's changed along the highway. And Sherry, times again?
It starts at 9 o'clock, sorry, and it ends at 3. And the salad luncheon is from 11 to 1. $5 for the tour and $10 if you're going to eat lunch also.
All right. So come and spend as much time as you'd like. Visit with folks and have a good time at the St. John's United Church of Christ Holiday Festival of Tables and Trees. We want to thank you, Carolyn Hartman and Sherry Anderson, for being with us today.
Thanks, Lavon. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Till next time, here's a thought. Mix knowledge, determination, desire, intention, and energy to achieve a nourishing life force.